The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is Thursday's My Thought in One Take, a part of the Ben Burnett Show Empire.
Hey, everybody, this is Ben Burnett. This is My Thought in One Take. Before we get to it, I want to thank a couple of people. John Petrini, Colin Wheat, Nick Constantino, the guys over at 680 The Fan and Dickey Broadcasting Company have given me a really good opportunity to do what I've always wanted to do and bring people into your life and allow you to learn from the people who create your perspective. Today's topic is student loan debt. Last week, President Biden announced that he was going to forgive student loan debt, $10,000 for nearly every single person who made under $125,000 in adjusted gross income. When I saw that, I thought initially, that's a really, really partisan move. And it is. The Democrats continue to come to the table and they always want to give you more free stuff. It does negate a conversation that you have about personal responsibility, but there are a lot of things that play into it. Do I think that student loan debt is out of control? Yes. Do I think that personal responsibility is at an all-time low? Yes. But printing $300 billion with 8.5% inflation is absolutely insane. But I think it's a multi-pronged approach. There has to be a conversation that takes place with the Board of Regents, and I don't mean this year when they say that we're going to keep tuition rates flat. But when you have college football programs that literally raise hundreds of millions of dollars every year and massive endowments in all of the major research institutions, why do they keep passing these costs on to you? It doesn't make sense to me that somebody could go to college and come out with $200,000 of debt to essentially major in basket weaving. Have a conversation with your kids and teach them what that means, what that payment's going to be like and how long it's going to be there. I don't care if it's a graduate degree, an undergraduate degree, but should you really go to Harvard if you want to be a teacher? I can make a perfectly good opportunity that if you can afford to do it, you should. The network would be amazing. But would you be just as well off with your $45,000 teacher salary if you went to Georgia College, which happens to be where I got my MBA? Yeah, you'd be gainfully employed by the same school system. But why does it stop at student loan debt? Less than half of all Americans have been to college in general. That's not 30 years ago. That's today. Why do we continue to tell everybody that they need to go to college, that that's the pathway? That's a lie our parents told us that has left us a gaping hole in all the trades. But if you're going to subsidize something, and both sides of the aisle subsidize an awful lot, the Republicans love to subsidize things like military. They like to cut taxes to a place where you're borderline insolvent. The Democrats want to subsidize clean energy, solar energy, wind energy. They want to give you $7,500 to drive an electric vehicle. They want to buy back old cars so that they can get them off the road. Like what we do here in America has any bearing on the fact that China pumps massive amounts of polluted air into the universe. But if you're going to subsidize something, it has to be a rising tide. If we need people to work in trades, why would we not forgive student loans for people who go to technical colleges? Why wouldn't we forgive loans from the Small Business Administration so that we can have plumbers and pipe fitters and welders and that there isn't such an absolute destitution rate of people who can work in those jobs and careers? We need all those things. We need them a lot more than we need another business major like me. To me, it doesn't make sense to subsidize the needs of the few. But let's get to exactly what he did. He wants to take $300 billion and carve it out so that he can give everybody $10,000 in student loan debt forgiveness. If you asked me what the just pinnacle of insanity could be, it would be that. Because I believe that President Biden knows that he can't do that without congressional authority. And if you haven't been able to tell, Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin have gone to the well and been who the Democrats were, but at some point they have to come back to the middle. you're not going to be able to move that money around without going through the process of reconciliation. And I don't know that he has the votes in the Senate to do it. And I can tell you after January, he's not going to have the votes to do it in the U.S. House of Representatives with an incoming freshman class full of brand new Republicans with redrawn lines. I think that it begs the question, he did it because he knew it wouldn't work out. Much like the Republicans always campaigned against abortion until they finally got a lawsuit through, and now they have to live with the consequences of what the state's rights actually mean. President Biden knows that the court system is going to throw out his executive order because it's unconstitutional. And then he gets to blame the Republicans again. He gets to take something that is a great wedge issue for 10% of voters who have student loan debt. And I mean 10. It's literally around 10% of people have over $10,000 in student loan debt that make under $125,000 a year. So if it gets thrown out in the court system, it's a battle that he gets to continue to fight, that the evil Republicans and the evil appointees that Donald Trump put on the federal bench, they want to hold you down. It's much like he's done with African Americans forever. When they start to think for themselves, they realize that personal responsibility and family values are something that are really, really important to that community. But people are Democrats because they're born that way, they're raised that way, they stay that way. It's not a conversation that many people can think for themselves. I'd encourage you to go look at that. When it doesn't pass and he can't get it through reconciliation, if he gets it thrown out in the court system, he gets to have a boogeyman. The Democrats do their best work when somebody is holding you down. But nobody's holding you down because he doesn't have the right to do it. It's been another episode of the Ben Burnett Show. Have a great day, everybody.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.